Welcome to Mr. Predictor. Well, we've got to start by being pretty honest. We didn't do a very good job last week. We predicted a rain effect to draw at Edgbaston. England went on to win inside 3 days. Trent Bridge test match coming up this week, Al. What do you reckon?
Well, we got the weather slightly wrong, although it did rain a bit. It was sort of after the game had finished. England just bowled superbly well and just blew Australia away. So, no, we did get that slightly wrong. This one, though, it's going to be a very interesting match.
Certainly is. Let's have a look at the match odds, and they're very, very close. Australia, the favourites, 23-20. England, 21-10. And the draw, 27-10. So who's going to win it?
Well, I'm going to put my money, what little I've got left after losing last week, on an England win. I think they're going to take the series. They're looking really, really good. I know that Jimmy Anderson's not in the lineup. However, I think they've got the momentum, and I think they'll take it into Trent Bridge and go away with the Ashes.
Well, interesting you use that word momentum. We thought Australia had the momentum coming into Edgbaston. Didn't work out for them there. England bounced back. I think Australia are going to bounce back. Big loss for England not to have Jimmy Anderson. Puts a lot of pressure on Mark Wood, if he comes in for him, of course, and Stephen Finn. I just think Australia will get the upper hand early and go on to win in Trent Bridge. So we're sort of opposing sides of things there. Al, I know you've been very busy in the last week catching up with a lot of ex-England players who've played in the Ashes. Let's have a quick look at what one of those told us when we asked Mark Islett to sort of predict what he thought would happen in the rest of the series.
So, middle of an Ashes series, what do you think? Result?
Well, it's going to be a fantastic series. I'm not sure it will go 5 days unless it rains, but this one's going forward very quickly. Great in the Ashes series, always fantastic occasions, and say it's one all. This one's looking like it go any way. I mean, Stephen Finn's bowling beautifully today, so if we can win this one, you know, 3-2 is on the cards for somebody. I don't see it being a draw anywhere.
And interesting there, Al, that he basically says that there won't be any more draws. It will be 3-2 to either side, and we can now bring up the series scoreline odds. England 3-2, 13-5. Australia 3-2, 130. A 2-2 draw at 11-4. There are others options, but to me, those seem the most likely. So you've said England will win the series. You're going in England 3-2?
Well, I think they may. I'm going for a win at Trent Bridge, and I think if they win at Trent Bridge, Australia will just be down in the dumps, and I think England could go away 4-1, and I'm not sure what the odds were at the start of the series on that, but I think they were sort of. They must have been huge.
Certainly bigger than the 8-1 that's available now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a really interesting, again, a really interesting test match. It's going to be a tough one. Both sides will be toe-to-toe with each other. And again, it's very close to call, but I think England will come out on top.
Well, as you know, Al, I'm pretty stubborn, and I predicted Australia to win the series before it even began. I'm going to stick with that, which means I have to predict them to win both Trent Bridge and the Oval, so I'm going to go with Australia to win the Ashes 3-2 at 130 at this point in time. That just about wraps up our sort of Ashes discussion. One more game we want to look ahead to. New Zealand taking on Zimbabwe in the second ODI on the 4th of August. Al, what a fantastic win for Zimbabwe in the first game.
Well, it was Craig Irvine batted superbly well and brought Zimbabwe home. Quite unexpectedly, actually.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to make your maiden 100 a big one, a match-winning one, he really did a super job. And that ended a long losing run for Zimbabwe, so really encouraging for them to get back to winning ways. Let's have a quick look at the odds then for the second ODI. Despite that defeat, New Zealand are still overwhelming favourites, 7-2 on Zimbabwe, 13-5 against. How can Zimbabwe do it again?
I don't think so, but I think it also depends on whether New Zealand bat first or second. I think they're really good chasing, and if they bat second, I think New Zealand will win the next one.
I'm going to go with New Zealand to win the second game as well. I just think that that game, in a way, was almost like their warm-up. They've got that out of the way. They are playing without a number of senior players, but I think they'll mix it up a bit. I think they'll come at Zimbabwe harder and be too strong in the second game. So.